Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Principles of Project Finance by E.R. Yescom is a specialist nonfiction finance text focused on the structure, mechanics, and legal logic of project finance. Rather than treating project funding as a generic corporate borrowing exercise, the book explains how large infrastructure, energy, and other capital-intensive projects are financed through cash flow-based structures, contractual risk allocation, and the coordinated roles of sponsors, lenders, governments, and other stakeholders. It is written as a practical reference for readers who need to understand how project finance transactions are designed, negotiated, and managed in real-world settings. The book is especially known for combining conceptual clarity with technical detail, making it useful both as an introduction and as a working guide for practitioners. Its coverage includes project risk analysis, financing structure, loan documentation, and the broader institutional context in which project finance operates, including development finance institutions and export credit agencies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how project finance differs from ordinary corporate lending. A central theme of the book is that project finance is not simply debt raised by a company for a project. Instead, the financing is built around the project itself, with lenders relying primarily on the project's future cash flows and contractual protections rather than on the sponsor's balance sheet. This distinction matters because it changes how risk is evaluated, how security is structured, and how repayment is expected to occur. Yescom explains why project finance is used for assets with long construction periods and long operating lives, where the scale of investment requires careful structuring and long-term funding. The book shows that this approach is attractive when the project can support itself financially once completed, but it also demands more detailed analysis before financing can be committed. Readers learn why project finance is often described as contract-based financial engineering. The financing structure depends on the allocation of risks, responsibilities, and remedies across a network of agreements. This framing is one of the book's most important contributions because it helps readers understand why project finance is legally and financially more complex than standard lending. Secondly, risk allocation as the core design principle. The book places risk allocation at the center of project finance design. Rather than assuming risk can be eliminated, it explains how risks are identified, assigned to the parties best able to manage them, and then mitigated through contracts, insurance, guarantees, and financial structure. This includes construction risk, completion risk, operating risk, market risk, political risk, and refinancing risk. Yescom's treatment is practical because it connects each risk to the financing consequences that follow. For example, lenders need confidence that cost overruns, delays, or revenue shortfalls will not prevent repayment, so the contractual framework must give them mechanisms to monitor and control those exposures. The book also makes clear that risk allocation is not just a technical exercise, but a negotiation process among sponsors, lenders, contractors, off-takers, and public authorities. A good project finance structure is therefore one where risks are not merely listed, but actively matched to parties with incentives and capacity to bear them. This is a major reason the book remains useful. It teaches readers to analyze a transaction as a system of interlocking obligations, rather than as a single financing decision. Thirdly, the contractual architecture behind bankable projects. Yescom gives substantial attention to the documentation that makes project finance work in practice. The book explains that bankability depends on a coherent contract package, typically involving project agreements, loan documentation, security arrangements, and operating and construction contracts that align with the financing terms. This is where the book becomes especially valuable for readers who need to understand not only what project finance is, but how it is actually implemented. The documents are not treated as formalities. They are the mechanisms through which risk is allocated, cash flow is controlled, and lender rights are protected. The book also highlights the importance of clarity in contract drafting, because inconsistencies across agreements can create financing risk. In project finance, lenders examine whether the project can survive stress scenarios such as delay, underperformance, or counterparty default, and the documentation must anticipate these situations. By walking through the legal and financial logic together, the book shows why project finance is inherently multidisciplinary. This makes it particularly relevant for bankers, lawyers, and project sponsors who must work across different professional perspectives to close a transaction successfully. Fourthly, financial structuring, modeling, and repayment logic. Lastly, public institutions, development lenders, and market evolution. The book also broadens the discussion beyond private lenders and sponsors by examining the role of development finance institutions, export credit agencies, and government bodies. This is important because many major projects, especially in infrastructure and emerging markets, depend on public or quasi-public support to become financeable. Yescom explains how these institutions can reduce political or country risk, extend tenor, provide guarantees, or help bridge gaps that private capital alone may not fill. The book also looks at how the project finance market evolves over time, including new financing models and changing market practices. That makes the work, more than a static manual, is also a guide to how the sector adapts to shifting regulatory, financial, and institutional conditions. By including these perspectives, the book shows that project finance is shaped not only by private negotiation, but also by policy frameworks and capital market developments. This wider lens is one of the reasons the book remains relevant for readers who need to understand project finance in a global context, especially where public and private interests intersect. In conclusion, Principles of Project Finance is best suited to finance professionals, bankers, lawyers, project sponsors, government officials, and students who need a serious understanding of how large-scale projects are funded and protected. Its main strength is that it does not reduce project finance to formulas or a narrow modeling exercise. Instead, it explains the full transaction logic risk allocation, contract structure, lender protection, repayment mechanics, and the institutional role of public and private participants. That makes it especially valuable for readers who need to evaluate or negotiate real transactions, not just study finance in the abstract. Compared with shorter introductory books, Yescombe's work offers much more depth and a more disciplined framework. Compared with highly technical manuals, it is clearer in its explanation of the underlying principles and the reasons behind common structures. Its practical orientation, glossary, cross-references, and spreadsheet support make it useful as both a learning text and a reference book. For anyone working in infrastructure, energy, transport, or other capital-intensive sectors, it stands out as a foundational guide to the logic of project finance. If you would like to support ER, Yescombe, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.